MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The rapid development of skills in the workplace remains a thorn in the side of the economy, and unless this is done with greater speed, we're going to have problems. The national wheel spinning, so to speak, is going to continue. Someone who has a strong view on this and possibly some solutions is Ntsapokazi Madipi, who is founder of the Entrepreneurs Development Forum, and joins me now on the program. So let me ask you bluntly, are you despondent about the pace?
Yeah, I am despondent about the rate and the, you know, the red tape that exists. I think one of the things that we haven't really done well is to define who is an entrepreneur, because entrepreneurship and, or entrepreneurs rather, and small businesses, they are used interchangeably. And I think it's important for us to make the distinction between entrepreneurs and actually small businesses, because I do make mention in the article that we need to have that distinction. And I think this also emanates from the fact that we view entrepreneurship as a business, whereas I can be an entrepreneur coming up with the solution, but not necessarily be the individual that actually takes that solution to the market. So I can be the problem solver that really sees what is a problem and actually generate a solution, but ask someone who has the capabilities and the skills required by the market to actually take solution to the market. So I think we are very slow because we are seeing it only as this thing that you need to be selling something. We are not looking from it from the perspective of solving some of these critical problems that we have.
So how do you think we can best break the logjam in as quick a time as possible?
I think we need to integrate it in the curriculum, but also we need to develop programs that will be taken to communities, because entrepreneurship usually starts at community level. And immediately when you tell someone that you need to start a business, you get a mind block because you think, what business am I going to start? But when you present entrepreneurship as saying, go and see a problem in your community and come up with solutions to that, then that's much more, you get to be much more receptive in understanding what are the problems that we have in our communities and how can we mobilize and come up with resources to actually solve some of those problems.
So who does this? How do you start that mobilization then? is it an issue around teaching better at schools? Is it more community cohesion? Or is there a role for business itself to perhaps drop a level and help people find those opportunities?
Yes. So I think firstly, it's about knowledge. So we can't start businesses if we don't have knowledge of what it is that is wrong, right? So I think it starts with the knowledge. And that's why I feel entrepreneurship embedded in education will really allow and empower people to be able to be these problem solvers. But also on the other side, we as the people, as society, as the youth, we need to see ourselves as the solution, because entrepreneurship is not something that falls out of the sky. It's initiated by individuals. And that's why it's always important to actually start empowering the individual and ensure that they've got all the capabilities, all the knowledge, all the skills that are required in order for them to execute some of these solutions. And then when we're looking at businesses, I think businesses play a huge role in empowering some of these entrepreneurs. And also it then becomes a responsibility both from the people who are starting businesses and the existing businesses to say, how do we form partnerships that will then empower you to actually start and run these businesses in your communities without big businesses having to compete with these entrepreneurs, right? So I think we need to find a way of how do we develop those private public partnership, also embedding civil society. Because I think when we look at South Africa and the African region at large, some of the challenges that we have are socioeconomic issues. And in order for us to solve for those socioeconomic issues, the drivers of those changes have to be the people who are actually experiencing some of these issues that we have.
And let me suggest to you that in theory, that sounds great. But when it comes to the public-private partnership concept, yes, businesses might turn around and say, look, we're at full throttle here and we're busy focusing on our own survival. We simply don't have time for outreach.
Yes. Well, that is true. I think in development, we need to look at it in a holistical manner. Because the reality is that the people that are struggling in South Africa and that need to actually be the drivers of these entrepreneurial ventures are people who don't have the capital. So it then becomes a responsibility from the businesses to see how do we ensure that we play part in development. And also, I think when we look at entrepreneurship, we look at skills. And one of the ways that we need to look at this public-private partnership is to give big businesses the responsibility to say, if we don't have the skills in-house as a country, you need to look at how do you empower the people in-house rather than going out and exporting some of the skills that we don't have as a country. So I think it's something that needs to be legislated to say businesses need to be intentional in ensuring that they develop their human capital in South Africa to ensure that we actually reach where we are supposed to go.
But business might turn around and say, what's in it for me? Do they need to be better incentivized, maybe from a tax perspective?
I think so. Those are some of the discussions, of course, that we need to look into. But I think, honestly, we cannot develop if businesses are only doing their own thing while the people who are consumers, because remember, when you are looking at all of these people that are starting these businesses, they are still consumers of big businesses. So we need to find common ground to say it's not only about profit, but let's look at how do we then empower these people so that we can all benefit from some of the offering that are in South Africa.
Thank you very much for joining me.